Even so, not many of the children knew what a current event was. Little Chuck Little, 100 years old in his knowledge of cows and their habits, was halfway through an Uncle Natural story when Miss Gates stopped him. "Charles, that is not a current event. That is an advertisement." Cecil Jacobs knew what one was, though. When his turn came, he went to the front of the room and began, "Old Hitler, Adolf Hitler, Cecil," said Miss Gates, "one never begins with old anybody." "Yes, ma'am," he said. "Old Adolf Hitler has been persecuting Cecil." "No, Miss Gates, it says here." "Well, anyway, old Adolf Hitler has been after the Jews, and he's putting them in prisons, and he's taken away all their property, and he won't let any of them out of the country, and he's washing all the feeble-minded and..."
"Washing the feeble-minded?"
"Yes, ma'am, Miss Gates. I reckon they don't have sense enough to wash themselves. I don't reckon an idiot could keep himself clean. Well, anyway, Hitler started a program to round up all the half-Jews, too, and he wants to register them in case they might want to cause him any trouble. And I think this is a bad thing, and that's my current event."
"Very good, Cecil," said Miss Gates. Puffing, Cecil returned to his seat.
A hand went up in the back of the room. "How can he do that?"
"Who do what?" asked Miss Gates patiently.
"I mean, how can Hitler just put a lot of folks in a pen like that? Looks like the government'd stop him," said the owner of the hand.
"Hitler is the government," said Miss Gates, and seizing an opportunity to make education dynamic, she went to the blackboard. She printed "Democracy" in large letters.
"Democracy," she said. "Does anybody have a definition?"
"Us," somebody said. I raised my hand, remembering an old campaign slogan Atticus had once told me about.
"What do you think it means, Jean Louise?"
"Equal rights for all, special privileges for none," I quoted.
"Very good, Jean Louise, very good," Miss Gates smiled. In front of "Democracy," she printed, "We are A." "Now, class, say it all together. We are a democracy."
We said it. Then Miss Gates said, "That's the difference between America and Germany. We are a democracy, and Germany is a dictatorship."
"Dictatorship," she said. "Over here, we don't believe in persecuting anybody.
Persecution comes from people who are prejudiced."
"Prejudice," she enunciated carefully. "There are no better people in the world than the Jews, and why Hitler doesn't think so is a mystery to me."
An inquiring soul in the middle of the room said, "Why don't they like the Jews, you reckon, Miss Gates?"
"I don't know, Henry. They contribute to every society they live in, and most of all, they are a deeply religious people. Hitler's trying to do away with religion, so maybe he doesn't like them for that reason."
Cecil spoke up. "Well, I don't know for certain," he said. "They're supposed to change money or something, but that ain't no cause to persecute 'em. They're white, ain't they?"
Miss Gates said, "When you get to high school, Cecil, you'll learn that the Jews have been persecuted since the beginning of history, even driven out of their own country. It's one of the most terrible stories in history. Time for arithmetic, children." As I had never liked arithmetic, I spent the period looking out the window. The only time I ever saw Atticus scowl was when Elmer Davis would give us the latest on Hitler. Atticus would snap off the radio and say, "Humph!" I asked him once why he was impatient with Hitler, and Atticus said, "Because he's a maniac." This would not do, I mused, as the class proceeded with its sums.
one maniac and millions of German folks. Looked to me like they'd shut Hitler in a pen instead of letting him shut them up. There was something else wrong. I would ask my father about it. I did, and he said he could not possibly answer my question because he didn't know the answer. But it's okay to hate Hitler?
It is not, he said. It's not okay to hate anybody.
Atticus, I said, there's something I don't understand. Miss Gates said it was awful, Hitler doing like he does. She got real red in the face about it.
I should think she would.
But,
yes?
Nothing, sir. I went away, not sure that I could explain to Atticus what was on my mind, not sure that I could clarify what was only a feeling. Perhaps Jim could provide the answer. Jim understood school things better than Atticus. Jim was worn out from a day's water carrying. There were at least 12 banana peels on the floor by his bed, surrounding an empty milk bottle.
"What you stuffing for?" I asked.
"Coach says if I can gain 25 pounds by year after next, I can play," he said. "This is the quickest way. If you don't throw it all up." "Jim," I said, "I want to ask you something."
"Shoot."
He put down his book and stretched his legs. "Miss Gates is a nice lady, ain't she?"
"Why, sure," said Jim. "I liked her when I was in her room."
"She hates Hitler a lot."
"What's wrong with that?"
"Well, she went on today about how bad it was, him treating the Jews like that. Jim, it's not right to persecute anybody, is it? I mean, have mean thoughts about anybody even, is it?"
"Gracious no, Scout. What's eating you?"
"Well, coming out of the courthouse that night, Miss Gates was... she was going down the steps in front of us. You must have not seen her. She was talking with Miss Stephanie Crawford. I heard her say it's time somebody taught them a lesson. They were getting way above themselves, and the next thing they think they can do is marry us. Jim, how can you hate Hitler so bad and then turn around and be ugly about folks right at home?" Jim was suddenly furious. He leaped off the bed, grabbed me by the collar, and shook me. "I never want to hear about that courthouse again. Ever, ever. You hear me? You hear me? Don't you ever say one word to me about it again. You hear? Now go on." I was too surprised to cry. I crept from Jim's room and shut the door softly, lest undue noise set him off again. Suddenly tired, I wanted Atticus. He was in the living room, and I went to him and tried to get in his lap. Atticus smiled.
"You're getting so big now, I'll just have to hold a part of you."
He held me close. "Scout," he said softly, "don't let Jim get you down. He's having a rough time these days. I heard you back there." Atticus said that Jim was trying hard to forget something, but what he was really doing was storing it away for a while, until enough time passed. Then he would be able to think about it and sort things out. When he was able to think about it, Jim would be himself again.